Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
As it exalts the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 5, verse 39 says this. John chapter 5, verse 39. It says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are which testify of me." A real Bible will testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. The true Word of God will always, always exalt Jesus Christ, and it will never attack His deity, His virgin birth, His blood atonement, His bodily resurrection, His glorious second coming, or any doctrine concerning His person. However, the new versions attack all of these concerning the Lord Jesus Christ at one time or another, by perverting the many important verses of scriptures which deal with the fundamental doctrines of Christ. The new Bibles have continuously attacked, launched against the beloved Savior. That's not an overstatement. The virgin birth is attacked in Isaiah chapter 7:14, Luke 1:34, and Luke 2:33. His blood atonement is under attack in Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, and Revelations chapter 1, 5. The bodily resurrection is under attack. Westcott and Horton didn't believe in that anyway. Acts chapter 1, verse 3, and then in Luke chapter 24. If the reader doubts this, I challenge you to take whatever version you want and compare those scriptures I just mentioned to the King James Bible and see which one lifts up Jesus. And one last one that I'll give you. One reason I know the King James Bible is the Word of God is because it was the Bible that I was saved under. God changed my heart. I was a young boy, and the Lord spoke to me and led me to His Word there where I received Jesus. Isn't that good? Now, God is so awesome that He preserves His Word. And as we talked about the day of Pentecost, how He took that language and converted it for everybody to understand. Do you think, you know, somebody saying, "Hey, we need to get back to the original Greek and Hebrew." God don't want us to get back to the Hebrews and Greek. It's already been converted. Think about it. You think God wants a 5-year-old child learning Greek and Hebrew? Come on now. God's Word is simple. We don't have to do that. Anybody that makes that statement is either deceptive or ignorant, because God's Word is simple. And He wants us to share His Word. And what I'm telling you, what we need to do is, as we seek a pastor and as we seek unity, because we need to get on one accord under the King James Bible. That is my recommendation. And I'll close with that. So if you would, we'll stand and we'll close out. Father God, it's once again that we come, Lord, just thanking You for Your Word tonight. Lord God, I didn't even think we were going to get it, but Lord God, that was me, not You. And Lord God, I thank You for just wrapping up this series as we can, Lord God, dive into some deeper things of Your Word. Lord God, I just thank You for this study. I hope it opened up people's eyes, and I hope they, Lord God, make some adjustments if they weren't doing things according to Your will. Lord God, it is my prayer for this church and all churches around, Lord God, that they get back to Your Word. Lord God, my prayer is that You light that fire in them, Lord God, to desire Your Word as the sincere milk of Your Word. So Lord God, I just thank You for those that came out tonight. And Lord God, I just pray that You help everyone get home safely. And Lord God, those that are sick, we ask, Lord God, that You touch their body and heal them. And we'll thank You for all that You do. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.